I am Sreyushi D from Kendriya Vidyalaya No. 2 Kachurapada. In this podcast, I am going to explain the poem Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, given in the English textbook of Class 4, Marigold. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark is written by the most celebrated Indo-English author Ruskin Bond. Don't be afraid of the dark, little one. The earth must rest when the day is done. The sun must be harsh, but moonlight never, and those stars will be shining forever and ever. In this stanza, the poet asks the young readers not to be afraid of the dark. The earth needs to take rest at the end of a long day. The sun was too rough, but the moonlight is soft. Once it is dark, the sky will be filled with twinkling stars. Be friends with the night. There is nothing to fear. Just let your thoughts travel to friends far and near. By day, it does seem that our troubles won't cease. But at night, late at night, the world is at peace. In this stanza, the poet is asking us to be friends with the night. There is nothing to be afraid of night. There is nothing to be afraid of dark. During day, it appears to us that our problems will never come to an end. But late at night, the world is at peace. The poem is written by Ruskin Bond. Thank you. I am Sreyushi De from Kendriya Vidyalaya No. 2 Kachurapada. In this podcast, I am going to explain the poem The Lazy Frog, given in the English textbook of Class 5, Marigold. Fred is a very lazy frog who lolls all day upon a log. He always manages to shirk doing a single stroke of work. His poor old mother calls in vain, "Come in and help." He does not bother to move 2 inches, much preferring to be extremely hard of hearing. He lies there in a silent heap and stays conveniently asleep. There is a frog named Fred. He lazes all day long upon a fallen trunk of a tree. He always manages to escape doing a single piece of work. His mother keeps calling him, but he does not respond to her call. He pretends as if he has gone deaf. He lies there all day long, asleep. If a lady frog hops past, you would think he would get up at last to bow and help her on her way. But no, I am ashamed to say that when a lady frog comes by, he does not open up one eye. If a lady frog happens to pass by him, you would think he would get up at last to bow down and help her on her way. But the poet feels ashamed to inform us that even if the lady frog passes by, he never opens his eye. So he is a lazy frog. He is a shirker. He neither responds to his mother's call nor pays any heed to the lady frog that passes by him. Thank you.